You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Now, for our daily dua, this morning we share with you with regards to those things that prevent one's dua from being accepted. Those things that prevent one's du'as from being accepted. And amongst the greatest barriers to the acceptance of dua is the consumption of that which is prohibited by the Sharia. The hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna allaha tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyiban. O mankind, Allah is pure and He does not accept nothing that except that which is pure. Wa inna allaha amara al-mu'minina bima amara bihi al-mursaleen. And Allah has instructed the believers and the same instruction that was given to the messengers. Ya ayyuhar rusulu kulu min at-tayyibati wa'malu salihah. O Anbiya, O my messengers, kulu min at-tayyibat, eat from the pure things and do good deeds. Inni bima ta'maluna alim, I know well what you are doing. That was the instruction to the Anbiya alayhi salam. What was the instruction to the believers? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum. O you believe, consume from the pure things that we have granted you. And then ثم ذكر الرجل, and then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned a person, يطيل السفر, that has undertaken a long journey, أشعس أخبر يمد يديه إلى السماء, that the person is disheveled, covered in dust, and he stretches out his hands to the heavens, and he said, يا رب, أو ما رب, أو ما رب, ومطعمه حرام, ومشربه حرام, وملبسه حرام, وغذي بالحرام, فأنا يستجاب لذلك, whilst his food is from haram, his drink is from haram, his dress is from haram, he's been nourished with haram, how will it be accepted? فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَلِكَ, how will it be accepted from him? This is a very stern warning, and it should serve as an eye-opener to us as to how we attain our wealth. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned us that the time will come where it will be very difficult to abstain from riba, usury, interest, sood, that some way or the other it will reach our wealth. And that is the era here where we cannot, you know, almost do any transaction without the impact of usury and interest and the banks on that particular interest, that particular transaction. So it is scary times, and we need to be very particular on how we attain our wealth and how we spend our wealth. Both are things that we will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the understanding.